It's a win for everyone. Your account manager can help.
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Good afternoon.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm breathing.
Okay.
That's about all I can tell you. That's about all I can tell you.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I am going to be giving you a bit of a shocker, so brace yourself. Tomorrow is my last day with RDI.
I am totally shocked.
That's what I said. Shocker.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've been offered a position at IJO.
Okay. That's a good position.
Yeah.
At IJO, I wish you were saying RJO.
Well, they didn't create a job for me, but IJO did, so.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm actually going to be, you know, trying to build their business back up. First thing is trying to help fix the membership, you know, getting new blood back into the organization. But at the end of the day, you know, there's multiple things that has to be done. So I'm there for fresh new ideas of, you know, what's going to make the organization more exciting and energetic. And then probably the longest one is going to be business development, trying to share with each of the membership, you know, what they can do to help themselves within the organization. You know, if there's certain categories that they're not using, you know, make them aware of the options around them. Whether they use them or not, I can't control. But I know that traditionally everybody goes to the same people at every, you know, everybody goes and shakes the same exact hands every single time at those shows. I want everybody to know everybody so that they know what kind of options they have around them.
You know what upset me with IGO?
What's that?
The membership is not friendly.
Okay.
It's like you've got to be in a certain group to be accepted, and it's hard to make friends. We were very fortunate. We found one couple that we were able to buddy with,
mm-hmm.
and we enjoyed being with them, and we always look forward to each show, and we would go to the parties. We would do everything together.
Yeah.
And it was, I never felt like I belonged.
Okay.
The times that we've went, and we've been a member for, what, 20 or 22, 21 or 22 years, and it was so difficult to talk to anybody, any new people.
Interesting.
They were selfish, is the way I looked at it. Penny was really nice.
So are you talking about other jewelers, or are you talking about the organization?
I'm talking about other jewelers.
Okay.
Mary was nice to us. All the employees were nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was the membership that just wasn't very friendly. I don't know if it was because we were from the South or...
I don't think
a lot of people, they complained.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something to take to them when I start there.
Yeah. It's, and the other thing is, I don't understand why the two shows have to be within a couple weeks of each other.
Yeah, that was just bad timing for the both shows. They, you know, the left hand wasn't talking to the right hand, but they've talked about it. You know, they've reached out to one another, so that they realize that hurts everybody. So they, you know, but contracts were already signed, so you know they are they've agreed to share a mutual calendar so that that doesn't happen again, along with a couple other shows that happen as well. So, you know, mistake was made, mistakes corrected.
Yeah. Yeah, we still want to be on the Inverton, my girls.
Yeah.
Either one or both of them will go when we get restaffed.
Okay.
We get more help. I've got another person that's going to be coming on full time, and but it really hurt us when Mike left, and then my Spanish lady that speaks three languages,
uh-huh.
She developed lung cancer, and so she's been in and out a lot, and then Vivian and I are getting old. Vivian said she's not getting
she's
old.
She's not. You are.
But
you're lucky to have her.
I feel like I don't have any energy. I had her give me a B12 shot yesterday to hopefully give me some energy, but I don't know. I just don't have the zip that I once did. After I had my back surgery,
mm-hmm.
and I got messed up, and I mainly walk with a cane, and I have a walker here in the store that I use. And but other than that, life is good.
Okay, good.
Hopefully Trump makes some big changes, and I wished he would go ahead and blow up Iran.
Now we're just on a rant, Leroy. I got 140 other calls to make here. So.
Okay. All right.
And we're talking about Trump.
I'll knock it off. I'm going to miss you. So can we call you?
You can call me anytime you want. Absolutely. You've got my cell phone number. That's my personal cell. Let me
have it again. Make sure.
Here, hold on 1 second.
Just give me one second.
I'm going to make sure that I've got yours, Leroy. Oops, I got to spell your name right. There you go. I'm sending you a text right now. And I don't know what the heck a Leroy is, but let me, for some reason, there is your name. There we go. You get it?
Let's see. Maybe Michael Roscoe, yeah.
Yep.
I did. And you have mine, right?
Yes, 100%. I just texted you.
Okay. I hope that you do well. I know you will.
I appreciate that.
And I just... who's my go-to guy at...
So that is, it's kind of to be determined. I know that you've worked with a couple different people here while I was here. Like, you know, if I was out, do you have anybody that's your favorite?
What's the older guy's name that I've dealt with before?
Bob,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like Bob.
That's who I had in my brain. Now, I know you guys are closed on Mondays, and he doesn't work on Mondays. He also has Fridays off, but he's got people that help his customers when he's not there. So, I think that would be a good. He's not going anywhere. He works remotely. He loves it. He's been here longer than me.
I know Bob has.
Yeah, in fact, he was your account manager before I was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
And that's why I remember his. The older guy. I couldn't. My brain went dead momentarily. But, God, I'm so sorry you're leaving. But I'm glad for you. I know you'll be making more money and a better position probably and have more control.
Well, that's the goal.
Yeah. What's the president's name?
Stephen Barnes.
Yeah. Was he in the jewelry business before he took over?
Yeah, he still owns a jewelry store down in Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Okay. So, but he's still very active, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, very.
Okay. Whatever happened to the original owner? Is he still alive?
Well, the original was, I forgot his, I know his last name was Roberts. I forgot the first name. And then it was Dick Schwetz, and Dick retired. And then Jeff, the son of the first owner, bought it. He's the one, that's where it started decaying. And then Steven bought it a couple years ago. And everything he's done so far as a business owner, every step he's taken, I've agreed with. So.
Well, it needs some changes, I can tell you that.
That's the goal as well.
Yeah. I know they started leaving, you know, the employees started leaving, and I figured there must have been a reason.
Well, but, yeah, Mary was there a long time. She needed to kind of move on anyway.
People really got disgusted with her sometimes.
Yeah, she wasn't everybody's favorite, but I'm not going to be everybody's favorite. You can't be everybody's favorite all the time.
I don't know everybody likes you.
I mean, I try, but, you know, if I'm serving a purpose, great. And if I'm not, then I'm not doing my job.
Yeah. Did you just make this decision recently?
I've known it for a while, but it wasn't appropriate for me to say anything.
Okay, I understand. I don't blame you. When I was going to resign from Gordon's, my position, I mean, I had a big position.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anybody at church. I didn't tell anybody because I knew if the word got back, they'd fire me immediately and I'd be left holding the bag. So that's just the way they were. I mean, the company, if they heard that you were leaving, they helped you leave.
Yeah. No,
real
this
quick.
Honestly, this is the one thing I've really appreciated. I mean, I don't know if it's the way I've expressed myself, but, like, they've been nothing but gracious. Like, the first day that I started talking to some of my bigger locations, they'd ask me where I was going, and I wouldn't say. I'd be like, well, you know, I'm on an RDI phone. If you really want to know, text me later, and we can talk later, you know, just out of respect. And
sure.
On Tuesday, Michael, you know, said, so what's everyone saying? I said, I haven't told anybody where I'm going. I just said, I'm no longer going to be here. He's like, no, you should. You should be proud of it. He's like, Nick, he's like, you've been here for 21 years. He goes, it's not like you're running away from us or you're disgruntled. You have an opportunity. Go for it. So, he's been, like, very, very supportive.
Well, I'm glad he's been that way.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, tells you a lot about the company.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that totally.
So,
all right, my
good
friend.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you. We will be talking, I promise.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.